We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the show our friend John Alba from ABC 7 and Fox 22, at least for a couple more days. Hello, John.
1750 seems like a nice round number to cap things off here. I like that.
Yeah, but so this may be it. We might just walk today. I mean, you're leaving town. Hey, what's the point of us having a show?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. You know, your standard has to take a significant dip after this.
Well, there's no question about it. If you haven't heard, John is leaving the area, and are you at liberty to share? Well, first of all, let's save that. Well, let's not kill the lead.
Okay.
Let's
save it a little. You're going to be my Jim Gray here?
Yeah. Well, I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
How has it been, 3 years now?
3 years.
My word. Where did that time go?
I don't know, man. I don't know. And I've been thinking about that just today, even as I've been cleaning up my apartment, getting ready to go. It's pretty surreal. It really is. And I think the most heartwarming thing for me, Rich, and I mean this so 100% genuinely, is that I've had so many people reach out to me and just say, hey, you know, we really appreciated you taking time to chat or with us or cover our kids' game. And I actually just got off the phone with none other than Red Gendron, who he and I had a nice little chat too. And it's just really been heartwarming. And man, I can't believe it.
Well, I want to say this to you, and I'm not just saying this, but you know, you made an impact on the market right away, and you did that not just through your talent, but through your work ethic and, you know, by taking chances, by breaking out of the mold of what we sort of expect people on TV locally to do. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're moving on and moving up, is because you're willing to do that. And you know your stuff, man. First and foremost, if you don't know what you're talking about, it's pretty tough to hide that on TV. And you knew the national scene, but you leaped into the local stuff here and learned it inside and out.
Well, I really appreciate that, Rich, and it's really been a pleasure, again, to chat with guys like you, and I mean, you know more than anything else from our conversations, too, that something that I take a lot of pride in is my desire to make people think about sports, make people think critically about sports, that sports is not a surface-level item. That, yeah, there's a score, there's a winner, and there's a loser. This guy dropped this many points, this guy had many touchdowns. That's great and all. But I think if we can all challenge ourselves, think critically about sports, as we should think critically about other elements in life, too, that maybe we don't. But if we can think critically about sports, I think we will be able to, as a collective sports culture, empathize more with athletes. Empathize more with fellow consumers of sport and fans and understand why players protest during something and understand why certain amounts of money come out of taxpayers' pockets versus owners and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think if we can all hold ourselves to a higher standard as sports fans, we're not going to have to rely on this rabid fandom culture that has developed over the course of the last few years, especially. And I think that's good for everyone if we can challenge ourselves to do that.
Well, on that subject, what's your reaction to the situation at Ohio State and the barely slap on the wrist given to the folks out there?
I said this last night, too. It's systematic failure, and there's nothing else to it than that. It is systematic failure. This is something that is not new. It's not unique to Ohio State. It has been going on for a long time at other institutions. And I think the wording of Ohio State's statement in the report about Urban Meyer was just absolutely ridiculous. And Urban Meyer could have avoided trouble here had he just been transparent from the get-go. And transparency, I think, is the single most important thing that anyone should have. I think every coach, every player should be transparent. And on the other end, I think every media member should be transparent, too. And there was a severe lack of transparency here. And instead of you know, I think it was just very telling when there were no words sent towards the victim in the situation. It was all about that fandom culture that I mentioned before, where, oh, Buckeye Nation, this is where my heart goes out to, and I'm sorry to you guys out there. That's, unfortunately, it's to be expected.
Yeah, and you're right. It's institutional, and it's also societal in big-time college sports because of the pedestal that we've put these big-time coaches on, where they can apparently do no wrong.
Totally, and that is a failure on behalf of media, too. You know, it is equally as important to humanize a coach or a player as it is to understand that, hey, they have responsibilities that they need to be held accountable for. Bob Walsh, the former Maine men's basketball coach, tweeted it, I think it was this morning or late last night, that there's no excuse for any coach not to know the procedures for handling a situation like that. There's just not. And just like if you or I should be expected to be held accountable to report any wrongdoings in our job, to not have conflicts of interest within our jobs, I think it's universal across the plane, and I think everyone needs to do a better job holding each other accountable for that.
We're talking with John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22. What's been the best part of being here these last 3 years for you, John, and what are a couple of assignments that you'll really remember as you move on?
Sure. People are the absolute best part, and that's what I was told coming in, that the people in Maine are just great people, and it was certainly not wrong. It was, you know, I grew up in New Jersey. I lived in Connecticut. I worked in New York City. In those areas, don't get me wrong, I love them. Not always the nicest people. And very rarely have I come across a sour grape here in Maine. And I grew up in a place where local sports weren't really a big thing in terms of media. I never once saw someone come to shoot a football game or a basketball game or a field hockey game. Nothing like that. So to see how appreciative people are here of that is very heartwarming and is very validating. And in terms of favorite stories I've done, I mentioned this in the BDN article the other day, but I think my favorite moment was the Class B North, I think it was semifinal, it might have been the quarterfinal in 2016 between Ellsworth and Caribou, when Bryce Harmon at the buzzer had a 40-foot near half-court shot to send things to overtime, and Bruce St. Peter won it in overtime, and it was the first time that I could feel that energy, that passion from all these diehard Maine sports fans who love their high school sports, and it sent shivers down my spine. And then in terms of favorite, like, actual pieces, probably I did a piece on the Skowhegan boys basketball managers who have special needs that were just two of my favorite people I've met here. And then I did a piece recently within the last couple of months on Sean Stackhouse, the public address announcer for the University of Maine Athletics, who is also a prominent esports caster. And that was a really fun piece to do, too.
So the time has come for you to move on. You've got today and tomorrow before you depart. Is it time to unveil the big news and let folks know where you're headed?
This is a downtown exclusive. No one has officially been told this. Okay?
Yeah. So I like this. This is good.
This is why you put it towards the front of the show. I'm actually headed to Orlando. I'm going to be a sports reporter and a sports anchor for Spectrum Sports down in News 13 in Orlando. And it's a really great operation. It's going to be a half-hour sports show every single night, 7 nights a week, and covering anything big in the state of Florida and beyond. So UCF, University of Florida, the Orlando Magic, the Orlando Pride, Orlando City SC, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the list goes on. And it's a really great opportunity with a really great staff, and I'm so super excited to get started down there.
Well, that is fantastic. Now, that's a big market. What size market is that? What number are we talking?
So Orlando technically is Market 18, and then it has a partnership with the Bay News 9 station in Tampa, where my content will air to, which is Market 13.
Wow, So that's a pretty impressive leap forward there, sir.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. And you know, I'm so eternally grateful, because without the people here in Bangor, without the people at my station, giving me a chance to kind of what you said at the top of this, try new things and do things that are a little unconventional and breaking the mold, without that opportunity, I wouldn't have this next great opportunity. So I'm so incredibly grateful and thankful for all of that, and for everyone who just has even taken a moment to not just watch a sports cast of ours, but if you saw us out on the road and said, hey, you know, I watch your stuff, I enjoy it. That means the world to me, because it means people care about what you're investing into. You know, I like most every other young person in this industry, moved 8+ hours away from home to a totally strange place that knew nothing about, and took a risk. And with the generosity of all the people here, it made that whole process a lot easier.
Well, John, I knew from early on here you were not going to be long for the Bangor market. You're talented, you're hardworking, you've got the skills, and I know this is going to be just one more stop on the way to do whatever you want to do in the business. So we appreciate you making time for us through the years, and coming on today to make the big announcement. But there's only one thing, though. This will not be it for us. You can't just abandon us because you moved to Orlando. When there's news happening down there, it's good for us to know we've got a friend there that we can check in with.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not sure if you know this. I've got a good feeling you do, but if you're a listener, you might not know this. But, you know, Steve Clifford's a Mainer, and he's the head coach of the Orlando Magic. And if you need your resident Steve Clifford beat reporter, I'm your guy now, man.
That sounds like a plan for us. John, we wish you much success. Thanks so much for visiting with us today and all the times you've been on the show. And we look forward to talking with you down the road.
Rich, I'm so appreciative of you and your show. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And maybe we'll have to catch a Springsteen concert together down the line, all right?
Oh, that's a plan and a half right there. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Rich.
It's John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22, and soon taking care of business down in Orlando, Florida. Good for him. He'll do great down there. And I suspect that won't be even close to the end of the line for him. He's a talented guy. John Alba here on Downtown.